VJ is up.
Only way for him to get out is to climb that tree.
Long tails of Josie and the Pussycats. Get caught in the branches. Tomorrow is the full moon.
Got me.
In the stomach.
The old tum-tum. The estomach. A lovely, round, swaying stomach.
In the stomach.
In the stomach. There are no neutral points. All this stuff about the stomach is just too much for the American public to swallow. You gotta make it look classy, like this. Haven't got the stomach for it, have you? Coming through with Alka-Seltzer. Coming through. This will fix you up, Wilson. Oh, old Speedy Alka-Seltzer is out shooting up in the alley. We can't make the delivery. Yeah, what a mess he made. Who cares, because we're going to have the rockadelic rock album.
Boy, is this playlist, Tober, awesome or what?
Awesome.
So that's it? That's all the stories of Pete Goldie you got?
Awesome.
Wait, what? I have a lot. When were we talking about Pete? I wasn't listening.
Well, I thought the whole show was about Pete tonight, but no.
Why? Why would it be?
It would be a repeat.
It's all about waking people up at 3 a.m., banging on the doors.
What the kids say today is womp, 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 which is their version of our womp, 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 womp.
That's their sad trombone.
Yes, their sad trombone, at least I've heard it done. There are a million stories in the Naked City. And this is one of them. Where the sidewalk ends. Relodio is back, and we'll be taking your calls. And discarding them.
What were we talking about, Pete?
Pete Goldie.
We were talking about Pete Goldie, the science advisor on the S. Dr. House.
Yeah, word.
I have a story.
Yeah,
no, but first, everybody has to think about the fake Pete Goldie who looked just like Pete Goldie.
Fake?
Think.
On TV.
What fake? You mean it was like...
Remember they recreated...
I can bring it up.
Clark Kent robot?
You can find him, yeah. You remember, we all watched on TV, and they recreated his moment in fake history, and there was a fake Pete Goldie looked like fake Pete Goldie.
Well, you know, really looks like Chicken John. He fooled me.
Yeah, I call him Chicken Jonathan.
And it seems that John Law has a new deal coming up, a new thing. I believe I'm not able to attend it because I have a direct conflict, but all kinds of people are having all kinds of shows.
Return to Earth.
It might be somewhat premature.
Yeah, we'll see, huh?
All right, it's going to take me a minute. I don't remember where he put it. Oh, wait, I think I'm getting closer. Wait, I'll find it.
Well, I'll tell you an amazing thing about Pete Goldie, one that I've told other people and is quite interesting and true, which is that his photos of the space shuttle were examined with great interest by NASA, and they sent a lady astronaut to San Francisco to look at the pictures, which NASA eventually declared were the result of the camera being bumped at the time the picture was taken. But it might just as easily be said to show a giant lightning bolt from the troposphere hitting the space shuttle. So she came to look at it, and on the San Francisco Chronicle front page, there was a little squib about 4 inches high with the picture of the lady astronaut, and it said, you know, Pete Goldie discovered so-and-so, and she's coming, and like that. The same morning, they put out an identical edition without that. It had been zapped out of the paper. The same edition. They must have printed more and gotten rid of all those early editions, but I believe I have both copies somewhere. So there you go, the mysterious world of Pete Goldie, which had people at the highest levels concerned, apparently. And I guess the astronaut did come, and she took his camera, and they took it back to NASA, and they took it apart, and they examined it, and they decided, oh, well, he just probably bumped it when he was taking the picture, as if Pete would do that. Adage.
Wow! Asking his grandfather, the tribal
almost there,
about the wolves.
Well, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty and the inward skein of story here.
The fighting.
Oh, my goodness! All the networks!
Thanks so much for these delightful tubes. They're even calibrated.
Horrifyingly plausible.
They've got little numbers and fractions and things on the outside. Boy, what a rip!
They're made for making your own fragrance oils and things.
Right, they would be, and with those measures there. I'm sure Tracy Feldstein has a bunch of them.
Did somebody just make a big crash, or was that on the air?
I have so much trouble with that stuff, you know. I try to order a Monster magazine on the line, and they get all messed up with the passwords and so on. I'm not trying to break into Fort Knox. I'm trying to get a Monster comic book. Why do they have to have passwords and this is just all these barriers?
You know, first world.
Are you sure you want this?
I do it all right, but they reject me anyway for some reason. You know,
I know why.
Right.
Well, these people are
what is this sound?
They're going, oh, what is that sound?
From the inner mind to the outer limits.
Puzzling K-Rob.
That's all.
So they
cornered
K-Rob at a Kmart.
Sorry, Doug, for brutal radio.
All right.
Yeah. We have the nice radio now, please.
That was really fun. We used to go, and I've said this a million times, we talked about Burning Man.
It happened.
And it was just, we watched the little camera on a stick of Burning Man and talk about our girlfriend.
Camera on a stick.
You know, I'm sure it's too many people now to see, but what was his name? Waterboy. I often wonder if he's back.
You gotta watch it fast.
The guy who's in a water suit.
He has a water suit, but he quit using it, actually, because the water suit is like this really nice stretched out transparent suit, but it never gets warm. It's really cold.
Hmm.
And it takes all day. By evening, it might be kind of tepid. It takes a lot of urge to get some water going. So,
and it must be heavy.
It's on a frame.
Mm-hmm.
And he would climb into it, but he said he really hated it, so he quit doing it. But the thing he did have was a diver's helmet that was then filled with water. So he's inside water with little goggles on looking out at us. It was pretty cool.
In the horrible, dry, dusty desert.
Yeah, it looked really neat, too. So the reverse diving helmet. And he said that was really fun because his head stayed really cool all day. That was back when it got really hot, like 95.
Just take some breaks. That would solve the problem.
I have a question for the radio station. So I found the video that we were talking about with Pete and stuff, but only we can see it. Like, only the four of us can see it, but everyone else will be able to hear it. Give me Doug's device 7. He doesn't need it.
She said.
Okay.
You can use
world
that for the
of
sound.
Pure imagination.
Crackle, crackle, crackle.
Static between my ears.
I watched Saving Mr. Banks and the Sherman Brothers. The documentary about the actual Sherman Brothers. That was lots of fun.
The Sherman Brothers were prolific.
Thanks.
Boy, they really dramatized the hell out of this.
That was Pete in the spacesuit. He plays all these guys.
Not a week goes
it's that
by
same
that
Pete Goldie guy, and he got lots
mission.
Of good money from this project.
You.
You'll know right away. The investigation but Pete is also in it. Don't be confused.
I'm all confused now.
Hundreds of theories about what it
there's
could
Pete.
Be from cosmic lightning.
There's
going to
be a real Pete and there's going to be a fake Pete.
I know, this fake Pete is so great.
I think the lightning is the...
There's the real Pete, just to be clear.
...seems to suggest something strange.
Whoa.
To me, it looked like a credible photograph.
Is that...
That's the astronaut Hal was talking about.
Is that Hal's wife?
Tammy Jameson, I think.
Yeah. What happened?
February 1st, 2003.
What's going to happen? Is this scary?
After a 16-day scientific research...
What happens if I pull this little switch?
Wait, don't do it.
...re-enters Earth's atmosphere.
The show is now re-entering Earth's atmosphere.
The voice
atmosphere.
Of Flight Commander... Oh, we're
in the heat shield will hold.
...mid-transmission.
No one aboard. I'll erase these tapes. That'll take care of it.
Stop, those are all our records, all our shows.
Oh, no. What are Billy and Timmy going to do when they get to the moon?
Disaster immediately becomes NASA's...
George Bush went to Burning Man? Cool.
He always goes.
He looks fake.
Of course, you know what you're looking
here
at.
Here he is,
so
the fake one.
Oh, no.
It's a tremendous thing.
Yeah.
By George, they did get somebody to portray Pete
like
Goldie.
The way they cut it, it's like, what's going on here? Which one's the real guy?
The first inkling. He
oh, it's wonderful. It's just the worst. It's the best conspiracy video ever. Where'd they find the fake Pete
now
Goldie?
That's the real Pete Goldie.
No, that's the fake Pete Goldie.
That was the fake?
Yeah.
This is the real one.
And this is the real one. So, like, which is the real one?
Intersecting the path of the shuttle.
I'm glad you can't see this, listeners. It's shocking.
Columbia's too high for any conventional.
I wouldn't share it with the public.
No, but there is lightning in the troposphere.
What was the show this was on? The name of the
NASA's Unexplained Files.
That's right.
And when they do so,
they cause tremendous flashes of light.
They're
fake people.
Hundreds of miles long. They're really large. There she is.
That's the real team. I was
the
there.
Photograph certainly
next
warranted
to
that was a big hair on the neck.
It doesn't look like a camera
so
bump to me.
That's
weird noise.
Anything
but
we know
my
from
heart
killing it.
So joyfully.
It is so
BJ's
weird
back.
That we cannot explain. And when any piece of space junk or mechanical manufactured object enters the atmosphere, it breaks up and it looks just like that, a train of glowing objects going across the sky. Not super fast either, but slow enough to watch, so it can take 30 seconds to cross the sky on its way down. Unlike a meteor, where if someone says, "Ooh, look, a meteor," and you look, you've already missed it, because a meteor is just a quick zap. But
this whole thing is just tied to one idea, which was did lightning strike the
right? Well, they did mention the possibility of lightning in the thing, but then they said that the line was created by a jiggle of the camera. And Pete also went on record, you know, saying that that was the case. Why not? That business of objects breaking up and trailing across the sky as separate glowing things is in one of the Star Wars movies, too. One of the recent ones.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're aboard a spaceship and they're battling, and the spaceship starts a disastrous descent into the atmosphere, and it does break up, and they studied that movement, and they make it look like that with the various pieces all burning separately.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
You'd have to be, you know, conversant with crash footage to appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
Well,
yeah. Watching a flaming Armageddon. Just look at this fiery comeuppance.
Bring ye hither. Bless the children.
Loving Molly the later years.
And which children would that be?
Keep us happy, bright, and beautiful. We eat.
And which children was this?
Now, is there
children of the damned?
Is there anything else that you can tell us about?
So, did anybody ever see Gorath? That Japanese movie?
No. Tell us about it.
Well, Gorath sounds like the name of a Japanese monster, but it's not. It's the name of a rogue planet that comes into the solar system and is going to strike the Earth. So ingenious Japanese scientists come up with a plan to move the whole Earth out of the way by putting giant rocket tubes up at the North Pole. And in doing that, they do enrage a Japanese monster who turns up looking like a giant walrus. The giant walrus is cut out of the American versions of this movie. But some misinformed people think that the giant walrus is named Gorath. You know, that's certainly absolutely not true. Gorath is the invading planet. And curiously enough, recent space discoveries, according to Science News, have indicated that there are Earth-like planets that just wander around, are not in the solar system plan. You know, they can come out of space, and it's not improbable that they would, or that we, following the sun in our direction, might come into a realm where they are. And then there'd be trouble. Oh, Lord, there'd be trouble.
Then we'd use our new slingshot pebble pack pusher to move them out of the way. I was thinking, I fell asleep the other night thinking about this catastrophic story that would happen from just our hitting that little, I forgot his name now, the little rock, you know, to change direction.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the story of then it goes off and does this whole other thing that it was not supposed to do.
Well, it bonks into other rocks, which bonk into other rocks, and the whole orbits are changed.
And exactly. And they, it gets bigger and bigger. And
yeah, where did this killer asteroid come from?
Old Earth people again. Kill them all. Remember Story of Mankind?
Yes.
One of my favorite movies.
Isn't Vincent Price Satan in that one?
Yes, he is. And a wonderful character actor plays his assistant, who's always goofing around with smoking briefcases. And
yeah, well, I mean, Satan's
and, Ronald,
attaché.
Not Ronald Coleman, but is it Coleman that plays the friend of Earth?
Maybe it is Ronald Coleman. He's like the defense attorney for Earth, and Satan
milk
is coast,
the guy against Vincent Price, who's tearing up the screen, talking about how evil we are. And shots of Hitler and Harpo Marx and...
Well, that's the thing. They padded out this movie with lots and lots of stock footage, so they'd be discussing, you know. But that was even worse when Napoleon invaded and...
Right, when Nero burned the city and Nero was somebody like... I've forgotten.
Then they'd get the close-up of Don Rickles or whoever plays Nero.
Right. Wonderful slap-together piece of pastiche from Warner Brothers in there.
Maybe
you're right. Yeah.
The Roger Corman's El Cheapo production company.
This is why the show is so nice. Everybody really likes it.
Yes, the lounge music of the stars. Lounging
this
around.
This rodeo is especially for you.
What's that?
Well, then drink up. Get drunk, Penny.
You said only to have one.
Hey, wait a minute.
But if you notice all the people in the background, folks, of that scene, they're all in black and white and they're not moving. So I think they've had the zombie drink and now they're stuck in some kind of time warp.
Coincidence or conspiracy.
And that's what... That's what Dr. Penny was trying to do to Scott.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the best thing at the end of that, when he wakes up on the floor next to his bed, and this whole amazing music video is just some dream he had.
That
never happens in real life.
Well, sort of lame resolution. But what about the end where he wakes up and it was all a dream, but then it starts to happen again, so right. This time it's not a dream.
Like in, what's the Martian movie?
Invaders from Mars.
That whole premise spooked me when I was
Yeah, that was frightening. It's like you can't get away from it. You know, you dreamed it because it's about to happen.
And I start thinking, what if the TV show I just watched is a dream? And what's real anymore? Folks, this is before acid or mushrooms. Any of those young people's
before those
drugs.
Things happened in
the world. I was a little kid thinking, what's real? because of that movie.
Gluing the model airplane together. Something about the odor of the airplane glue made me...
Yummy.
See planets and stars.
It's funny, I know I got high because I was love putting together models, but I don't remember the high.
Outlaws.
Because I didn't know how to search out
them. They always will.
The toluene.
Soft spot.
Yeah, man.
Hold it.
Years later, I would have friends that made
that loves outlaws and outsiders and
t-shirts, like the Subgenius t-shirts.
Truly
that I made all the posters for the shows, all that stuff was printed at Vision Magic. And those poor boys spent their lives on speed.
I just can't help myself.
And we both had a conversation one time.
Just to get all that work done.
Disagree with that.
I have pictures of Guy Duell there. He helped pull the last...
Some men prefer to be
I have made those yellow shirts for the revival in San Francisco.
Do you still have any?
Bob Ramey at FKC Pictures asked me to make a movie of a book called The Philadelphia Experiment.
The original set, I made 24 on really good... Really
since
good.
1973 or 4 called Escape from New York.
Cotton.
So I let him read that.
I took those to
he had written a first draft, but he felt it needed a lot of work.
And handed them out there.
And asked me if I would come on to
help
him.
Do you remember how much that order cost?
Get his juices flowing. It
wasn't much at all compared to
start thinking creatively about how to
I don't, but see, that's why I went over there and did
make it a solid
screenplay. I pulled all the shirts myself.
About an hour ago, a bunch of us pulled the posters.
They were on cardboard. Cardboard stock, like what do you call it? The cardboard stock that's in the windows of the theater.
All the kind of humorous
almost went to cardboard stock.
Together. He brought that kind of spark to it.
A characterization which strangely recalls the Japanese humanoid robot in RoboCop 3 in his stolidity of facial expression and artificial look. But what are you going to do? You can't fight City Hall. Just look at this place. If you think I'm going to clean it up, you've got another thing coming.
It's a party.
It's a party. The wonderful radio party.
But we can't put one of those little tiny voices in the car.
Oh my God.
Might be Goldie.
That's my crazy.
Bug. Yeah.
What did it say?
It was like, saying that, that's my bug.
The puck whisperer.
Oh, I remember it. It was like, can you hear me? And it was like, yeah, I can.
Did Rye Bread do that?
That was Rye Bread. Yeah. He planted an audio device in our Jeep when we were camping together, or next to each other at Camp Tipsy. And like we had gone back to the city already, and we always, Pete always had like a stack of K-Rob CDs in the Jeep, and they were, you know, just like, that's what was always playing. So it was probably like doing the whole thing while we were driving, like just saying weird, like, creepy noises and we didn't notice. We just thought it was the K-Rob CD. And then we got to the gas station where one turns off the vehicle and the radio goes off and stuff. So Pete's out there getting gas and me and Charlie in their car. And I hear, can you hear me? And I was like, oh man, I'm going crazy. This sucks so hard. Like, this is like, I was like, there was no other explanation in my head. I was like, first I look around, like, car's off, check. No CD playing, check. And like, And like, this was before we could figure out how to play music on the phone.
That was actually it?
Rye Bread, the guy that blocked us out of RV, banned us from RV.
But on the, he thought of poetry as...
This is when we were friends. This is how we would relate to each other.
With roguish pranks.
Yeah, so like, I thought I was going crazy, and so Pete gets back in the car, and I'm like... I was like, is there a way to play K-Rob CDs when the car is not on? And he like instantly got up what I was talking to you. It was like, you heard it too. I was afraid to mention it. I thought I was going crazy. And I was like, I thought I was going crazy. And then that was nice that we had that, we shared that moment. And then like short time, fast forward in the future, Doug had come over and we made him search the car. Pete made him search the car and Doug found the device.
It was so funny.
Was it under the seat? I
like
forget.
Throwing 20 of those in a car, all saying different things. So you get in your car and it gets quiet, and you hear this crowd, you know, and
like, and they're all different devices. Because we looked it up after that, and it was like the thing, the "Can you hear me?" thing. But there's like, if you want to play quote unquote pranks on your friends, it can be like any scenario you think of. It's like, is it the? Is it a cat? Is it like a meow, meow? You're like, what the?
Right. Oh, it's endless.
I'm program Dale Gattillo.
So scary.
Yeah.
And now want to go to church.
And now I bet you, I'm sure you could do it just recording your own thing. Like back in the day, it was like whatever.
Please
they
accept
had.
Me, oh Lord.
I've heard the voices.
That's when you're in the part of the Jack Chick track when the guy's crying into his hands and the tears are coming out.
Yeah,
like, tears.
Oh, I feel so clean.
And I'm scared
so
of a guy with no face.
The giant light bulb headed Jesus.
You don't look Mediterranean.
No, the face is too terrible to portray it. A face that condemns you to eternal torment. I'd like to help, but what can I do? My hands are tied. Then with sorrow in my heart, I must say to you, depart from me, you unclean spirit, into the eternal fire, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, he's always so mad about it, too. You know, like, again, I have to banish someone to the fires of hell, you know?
Yes, but after you show a giant movie screen with every bad thing that he's ever done, and everybody in the universe is watching while this judgment mock trial is going on.
What's the movie about that? The, oh, geez, I can't remember his name.
Albert Brooks?
Yes, his movie.
Defending Your Life.
That's right, that. I love that movie.
Yeah. Well, I took Caroline to see it, and after the first 10 minutes, she turned to me and said, is the whole movie going to be like this?
No.
It wasn't her biggest.
Yeah. Yeah, I like anything. I like all those movies. Oh, what's the one with David Niven, and he's in an aircraft talking to the lady on the ground?
Oh, it's Stairway to Heaven.
Yes. Well, yeah.
That's one of its two titles.
Something like Nothing to Live For, Something to Live For. Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, that's, again, Stairways to Heaven. I love those movies where you come to a...
It's a literal stairway that goes up to heaven with all these historical people.
And when I was a kid, I saw it. Thought, so you just died horribly.
A matter of life
and death. A matter of life and death. Yes, yeah. I was just...
And now you've got to walk all the way up these stairs just to get to the pearly gates.
So you've got anything better to do? Besides, it's not really you. It's just an idea.
And then what if you bump into Hitler?
But then, like, the court comes down, and they're, like, at the bottom of the stairs, like, in the hospital room or something. Or, like, in the last scenes of the movie, it's like the court takes a field trip to the scene of the crime kind of thing. Or, like, they visit
at the beach where he was found?
Well, not at the beach. They're, like, in a hospital. Because it's, like, you got to fight for your life. You're in the...
I don't remember that, yeah.
It's, like, the... I think it's, like, in the last... Because it's, like, they've already done the court room. They had all that exposition.
Right.
And then it's just like we can't, like, this matter can't be decided in heaven. We have to go down to earth to, like, make a final...
Like the field trip to where it happened?
Yeah, like going to OJ's house or something.
Right.
I did that once when I was on a jury. I think I was like 18 or 20 or something. And it was...
And you were in panel at that young age?
Yeah, it was...
Wow.
It was odd.
But you had ice skates on, so...
That's right. Skating around and around the courtroom.
Hit the Zamboni for extra points.
We'll be fine.
You won't be fine if you're listening to this.
Yeah. You know how many beers I have to drink just to listen to your show?
How many have you had so far? Like, there's like 10 empty cans around you at least.
More beers.
Every time I move, it's clink, 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 clink.
Okay, Rob, come on. What about recycling? It's right there.
The clinkety clink of liquor bottles.
I don't know what the buckets are for, what the buckets are for.
They're going to put up more speed bumps to keep these crazy kids from doing donuts in the street. Just look at this traffic carelessness.
I'm in the radio.
Why not drive at the same,
in the radio.
Same 75 miles an hour?
Turn around.
Can you be in our radio?
Turn around. Turn around.
Turn around.
Radio.
Turn around. Turn it up.
I'm turn in the radio. It up. I'm on the radio.
I want to go to Dobbs. Are you getting any of those samples?
I'm going to Dobbs City. Oh, no, I haven't really.
The twinkle in the eye of Bob.
It's like overwhelming.
Yeah.
Just so many stations probably getting some of those they just give up on, you know.
I know, whenever I hear it, I was like, oh, that wasn't my
record. There's another one, yeah, another great one.
Another one rides the bus.
I remember what I was going to say. I've been sitting here the whole time, like, forgot something. I remember what it was. So,
because she did that already,
I saw what you did last summer in the woods, in the basement.
You did? Oh, damn.
I know I saw what you did in the woods and then in the basement last summer. Featuring William Shatner in the only movie to be filmed in Esperanto. The Devil's Reign. And, of course, Shatner also appears in Kingdom of the Spiders. Where they dump wheelbarrow loads of tarantulas on him and he emotes.
Really?
Yes.
Do you have to talk about this? Really? Oh, that's why I was like, really?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know, I have a terrible fear.
I'll be just right. Yeah, never mind.
Thanks. Oh, I didn't mean to shush you. I didn't mean it like that. I was just really scared.
They can do with special effects these days.
I'm scared.
And I'm hearing rattling feedback in my headphones. And,
oh, is it? I don't know what's happening. Oh, it might be this. Hang on.
Ground beef control.
Did that do anything?
Yes, there was a huge flash of aesthetic, and now
did
it's
get better?
Gone. It's gone.
I mean, like the whatever the grumbling is.
The sound is gone. The rumbling has ceased.
Noted.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? There's nothing we can't do here at Relodio.
Not unlike Michael Pepe, I would think.
Well, are you saying Michael Pepe embellishes his narratives? I thought he was just conveying it the way things are.
It's unusual, but it happens. It's unusual, but it happens. It's unusual, but it happens. It's a fact. It's unusual, but it happens. It's a fact. It's a show fact.
Just the facts, man. It's unusual, but it happens. Just the facts. What's in that box there? Is that cookies or something? Crackers?
BJ Pussycat, who's
this is Masterclass.
Who doesn't really know what's happening.
I guess.
Lighten your load with Reloadia. Well, we'll be all snug and plugged in just a moment. Plugged in, snug as a bug in a rug. Except one of my channels keeps going out. I think it's the left one.
You're entertained in your living room.
If you don't answer, I'm going to take that as a yes.
I think you've got just the right amount of time.
Well, you're very polite. I should ask the people that are not polite.
Giants of literature to meet.
No, that's what I think.
Thank you.
Mr. Truman.
Constant references.
Every time I go there, I lose a song.
All right, come on, get your...
Zoic, which was characterized...
Amen. Praise
the Lord.
You just have to do it his way. To do it his way.
Mm-hmm. To do it.
I agree with that.
Praise the Lord.
You agree with that. I agree with that.
To do it.
I like her.
My own.
She sounds nice.
My own.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, and don't worry about that.
Ultimately, he's my favorite.
Lots of sound.
He does things that he does things.
What does that mean?
He's a fantasy character.
I have so many questions.
But he does things.
Well, that is sort of elliptical. He does things, all right.
When the show goes into this thing, it's not... I gotta tell you.
I had too much electronics. The show dance here.
But it still knows her link line.
Oh, not so hard! Oh, that's hard!
They're not things that they are gonna do in our life, or we shouldn't do in our life.
It's all part of the hurly burly and hugger mugger.
Well, on the Puzzling Evidence Show,
where what you've seen a thousand times looks totally unfamiliar.
Oh, that's right, baby. I'm like four chats away.
Support Jerry's kids.
Traverses the vast sky. Clouds emerge from the mountains.
How do you stand his moods, mate?
Feelings of enlightenment.
Every time I see him, he's ready to explode.
The world are of no concern at all. Boomer East Scienstein, one quarter, one back. Society happy, lick me good.
So what's on the chat? Why do you hang out with your friends?
Yeah, exactly. You want to hang out with your friends.
No, Trump did everything bad. You know, that's the reason why the whole world is messed up is because of Trump.
Running the data now.
Go back to sleep.
It's all going to be combined in this gigantic computer.
Utopia is never going to be. Quiet, my loving children and friends.
All the slides.
Bob's listening in a negative way. You are so patently obvious with your agenda-driven diplomacy. What's cooking, America?
I never got my agenda-driven diploma.
Man, that was hilarious.
Some computer glitch will suddenly go off and...
You know, I don't know.
Whatever.
I think it was a show. It went by too fast, though.
How did I get in here with all these dogs?
But don't have...
Yeah, if you just want to kill somebody, we shouldn't do that.
Plastic.
What was that he said before?
Doorknobs to donuts. That we made that mistake.
Plastic.
Do not forget the rules.
Do that once on the show.
He lives in fantasy.
Like it or lump it.
I'm getting to have a
This is always on the menu. Well, I mean, do I have to draw you a picture?
He lives in a
dazzling array of donuts.
He takes a blue
So he has no question.
Donut after donut. That's the first place they want to visit when they come to San Francisco.
Just tell them, make out room.
I get a Mac.
Drop in next door and K-Rock show.
Maybe he'll put you up.
Maybe he'll
right on.
So I just, what do? I just talk into the microphone. That's all I do, and that's all I have to do?
It's all we do on this show, baby. Just talk.
What should I say?
Talk.
Tell me what to say.
It's just talk.
It's just talk. Talk radio. Talk of justice.
You can't beat it with a stick.
Hey, what goes on here?
The last neighborhood in town, people.
It's for the people.
Get your hand a bowl of Fritos and call Radio Valencia.
Bowl of Fritos. Actual RV DJs will be downloading actual RV excellent music from the cloud.
And not one roommate radio conversation.
No roommate radio this time around. The shows you love are still there. No one wants to hear about your roommate's smelly condition.
We go every show just to change the tone.
It just seems that way.
My roommate is a cat. Is that what you guys are trying to tell me? Stop talking about the cat.
Luck failed.
I can't talk.
You're talking about the smelly cat.
He's fine.
I can't talk.
Operator. Hello. You finished?
And
somehow nothing satisfies like a
KPFA FM 94.
I've got an original thought in my head. I speak English. I was born in a vacuum. Heard, picked up. What I see, what I see, my friend.
What's all this hostility against poor...
Comedy migration.
Yes, but federal communications regulations prohibit me from operating for this
time. I have to say, I could just do a show with these two.
I had such a great time working on this show.
But they had great energy for 2 a.m.
I was sleeping. Well, it was funny for me because I was going to say they kept me awake. Because when we shot late, this, it was after late. 2 a.m., you know.
I got a tail.
And his son, Jesus, are strange God.
I have got an original thought in my head. I speak English. I'm going to back on
there. Your mind out of the movie. Dogs away from my door.
The refrigerator full of beer. The cigarette ends on the fingers. The dirty jokes that keep from people's hearts. God forgotten. I want to tell you, brother, this generation of youth has been raised in an environment. I hate to be as negative as I am tonight, but they've been raised in an environment of sexual lust. They've been raised in an environment of God. Get mine, live it up, forget God, sin, get mine, live it up, forget God.
My body said curl.
And so I met with him, and he was cool.
What we are.
Get it going.
But there are other ways we can be communicated with.
What goes on here?
Bob.
Comedy migration.
But there are other ways we can be communicated with. Besides the obvious evidence.
Comedy migration.
I don't know.
Each subgenius old Lowrarchy guy had his own 16-room house.
What was that?
It was
sub-genius
so great.
And each one was a watt.
When was that?
A long time ago.
Today.
It's all.
What do you mean 15?
There are so many syncopates.
They called our cabin Animal House.
We had to get out because we would take these tongue baths.
Covered with seething ants that quietly deposited around the
ants. We didn't have any way to take a shower there.
But right across the street from us was the special private hot tub and spa which only X-Day staff could use.
Because the thing is so big now, folks. I mean, with that many people showing up, you have to have separate areas for the
at least for the hygiene.
Finkerati.
Yeah, the Finkerati go to the special non-hygienic areas.
I think this might be during the John Fink era.
There it went again. The other one has snapped now. That leaves your brain floating in space now. Isn't that, oh, you had three of them.
Three brains.
Whoa, two more
pops, man. Living in steel cylinders.
Doesn't look right, man. I'm not sure what's going on here.
Those are brains.
They were. They started out as brains. You can kind of see the resemblance of brains. Do them right now.
I'll trade you space for brains.
They're called the Migo. Now, see, they can lift up.
Oh,
they can fly.
They're not brains.
They can just do this.
How do you like this?
Oh, sorry.
Have expanded wings, catch the solar wind, ride between planets.
Hey, what goes on here?
Here we go.
They're out there, all right.
But you wouldn't know about that because you are an afternoon programmer. So.
When better shows are put on, Relodeo will put them on.
How do you like this?
He was caught red-handed with his hand in the cookie jar. You had to sit in the corner with Dennis the Menace.
I'm Jerry Lewis on the inside, and I'm a dog on the outside. He has advocated
social intercourse and sent to military school. Such gatherings himself. He has been deliberately averse to crime in all city streets. Last summer, he committed a piscatorial act on a boat that was flying. Terrible 60-cycle hum.
Lee Van Cleef, to me, was the closing act that made them.
That was unexpected.
Leap over a cliff with Lee Van Cleef.
Seems I may have hit a critical error on my device here. Either.
You know, they brought him in to kill the beast from 20,000 fathoms. They needed a sharp shooter to shoot the giant reptile in the neck, and it was Lee Van Cleef.
Sanctimonious conviction.
The woman at Subway is going to...
You can't hit him from here, mister.
Locked out of everything.
So. Yeah, the show's actually going out to people. Okay. At 3 a.m. Yeah.
Yes, the ghostly image of Michael Pepe burns itself on the retina. Such enduring, undying footage of Mr. Pepe as he performs.
What's the capital T theme?
What I see, I reflect.
Yeah, sure, Mr. Pepe. What? I missed it? What's the capital T theme?
The theme,
I've got an original thought in my head. I speak English.
See, on this show, you're...
Brighton, see, Deutsch.
See, on this show, you're always in an action-packed movie.
Achtung.
San Francisco all the time. I know, right? It's everywhere. Reagan released all the crazies from the mental hospitals.
Reagan's released?
Grand Rapids.
Oh, wow.
She's flipping out. Keep chatting, P-Cat.
Well,
keep chatting, P-Cat.
Allowances for the differences between folks.
A bridge of silver wings stretches from the dead ashes.
Oh, yeah, that's the theme from the Life of Michael Pepe documentary. Yeah.
Rigid scaffolding.
There was always hopefulness in his work.
We can't build every city on rock and roll, you know.
Yeah. Even though he tried back then in the 60s.
He's flipping out. Keep chatting, P-Cat. Keep chatting, P-Cat. Keep chatting, P-Cat. Keep chatting, P-Cat.
Yeah, lighters.
Yeah.
Even if it's an app on your phone, just put it up.
Yeah. Even though you don't know what's going on, keep chatting, P-Cat.
Now.
Lighters, I guess.
Touch my peppy.
Michael Pepe.
You put the words right into my mouth.
And there's
the wisdom of Pepe.
That's some Michael Pepe's all-girl wrestling there on the screen.
Which I had to... I weirdly now had the original file. So it was yanked from my YouTube channel, and I went back and put in innocuous web-free music on the parts that were bad copyright music, and put it back up, and it's still there. But I send people who wanted copies of the original one, where you hear Michael Pepe screaming at the girls that are ripping his cool umpire shirt, you know, to shreds.
Yeah, but is that, I mean, you can't hear that because
You
music.
Can't hear it on YouTube.
Yeah, right.
You have to know me as your friend, because then I can send you that copy. I would send people that one. Because it's a real event. It sounds great.
Yeah.
But they yanked it because it's all, I forget who was DJing, but it was all, they were up on the upper, from the stage, upper right-hand side. Somebody was DJing. That was a nice space, too, at the time.
And that was called Club Commotion, wasn't it?
No, it was... Oh, I'm losing my mind because I can't remember. Maybe it was...
You know, it was where they had...
I'd have to look at my notes.
Tallulah Bank Heist Horror Church also was there.
Yeah. Okay, it was there?
Yes, a couple of times it was there. And chicken,
oh, you're right, yes, of course. Oh, yes,
the Sisters
there, right.
of Perpetual Indulgence would hold church.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael Pepe, was it there?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was there.
Yeah.
Michael Pepe picks up a young Courtney Cox from the audience and dances
and throws her in the all-girl wrestling ring. That was really impressive. They had a ring. It's on my cousin Evan's TV channel. The boulderized version. It's been neutered by sound. Yeah, I had to rejigger the sound to make it acceptable because I really wanted those visuals up there. And Action Girl had just moved to San Francisco and was shoved in front of my camera. And then I shoved Janer next to her.
Janer?
Janer, she's going on about, this is my manager, Janer. Janer thinks that he's in heaven. He wants to move to San Francisco because this is what happens. Beautiful girls are pushed up against you. It was really a funny time. And all the screaming. You were trying to do, corral some of that. It just got to be really silly and chaotic. It was pretty fun. I think what's her name's son was in there too, in the scrum at the end at 5 years. No,
really,
6 years old, 5 years old,
yeah.
6 years old.
Yeah, he grew up into quite a large man.
Yeah, of course.
From 1971.
Michael Pepe's still going on about his life. Yeah, what?
Yes, a voice that you
play. Rip-offs of Easy Rider movies.
See, he really has the goods.
And take drugs.
No one's going to tell me how to rock.
And rock all night.
Just wow. So, you know, but you don't want me to read the chat?
Yeah.
Dude.
Work.
And he's flipping out. Like, you should see.
He's flipping when he gets flopping.
His clothes off.
You have every right to control
his
what
clothes,
your children read or see,
just as I do.
Well, isn't that what the old Canaveral guys used to call a comet with an east-west trajectory?
A comet?
I assume this would help teach children at the proper age that boys aren't just girls with muscles.
Well, some do for excitement,
right?
Just girls with muscles.
Don't they say that gender is a construct?
This is a tape from 1953.
Oh, my gosh.
Saturn
3. That is okay to say. You know, you can say anything you want. In fact, I will now.
Is that the one with Kurt Douglas and Farrah Fawcett Major?
Is it? Maybe.
And
I think you're right.
Is that Saturn 3?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And the bad guy is, what's his name?
Harvey Keitel.
Yes, Harvey, young
but
Harvey Keitel.
But he's soon out of the way as his killer robot.
He's the robot maker.
Yeah.
But the robots always turn against him.
What's that sound?
In space.
Kirk Douglas is orbiting Saturn with his lovely wife, Farrah Fawcett Major.
Listen, Farrah Fawcett chilling out on a space station doing what seems to be absolutely nothing until Harvey Keitel shows up with a giant killer robot.
That happens. It happens.
That's it. That's all there is. That's the...
Yeah, everything would have been fine if that guy with the giant killer robot hadn't showed up.
Yeah, it's wonderful for its, like, interior spaceship designs.
Because that was, like, right after Alien, right? Did
yeah.
That come out, like, Alien and that came out?
In 1980.
1980, right?
Yeah.
It's like a scene of trying to do the Alien thing.
But all the future is just plusher, that's all.
Yeah.
There's not really much change.
Well, it's got Farrah Fawcett in it, so they can't
yeah.
not have it be
right.
plushy.
And Farrah Fawcett likes her dad.
Yeah.
Which they address it once or twice, you know.
That's
about, you're
here.
Just jealous because she's so young. And Farrah Fawcett looking very bored during those shots.
Right, right.
Just the best.
Self-preservation
is it's Harvey Keitel forever, man.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired the day as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA. Lettucey.
It happens all the time like this. Somebody, that one person will be right there. And she was just crying. All right. We were getting ready to sing. All right. I hadn't even got the words out. She was already in it. And her eye, she was not too far away, but I just had to tell her to come here. And I held her hand and sang. And I said, see, I had a bad day. I've been performing and I got it all out. And I forget what I do. See, you better remember.
Right.
This is why you're doing it. You belong here to do this. This is your calling, is to ignite something in people, to make them, let them know that they belong too. It's bigger than me. It always has been bigger than me.
KPFA, Storytelling for social change.
This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF in Fresno.
Yeah. But cool spacesuits. He had a cool spacesuit. Evil, the evil guy's spacesuit is pretty often a good-looking thing. He does go up against John Travolta and other bad guys.
Oh, yeah?
Too bad he never fought Nicolas Cage.
There were a couple of times during the film where the script started to go in circles. And every time I would think to myself, oh, look, Harvey Keitel is going to do something in a certain way. And now Kirk Douglas is going to show up and be like, that's not how we usually do things around here where we're a little bit more free and easy. Oh, look, Harvey Keitel is going to do something to show he's into Farrah Fawcett and jealous of Kirk Douglas. Oh, look, Harvey Keitel is going to go work on his robot some more. Oh, look. Harvey Keitel is going to do something to show he's into cheesy, and even a little bit suspenseful, Jordan. Oh, look, Harvey Keitel is angry. Oh, look, free and easy. Oh, look, Harvey Keitel is going to do something in a certain way. And now Kirk Douglas is going with his ponytail. Harvey Keitel is going to do something in a certain way.
It's perfect amount.
So pretty. Wow, what a movie.
There were a couple of times during the film where the script started to go in circles. But that's not how we usually do things around here where we're a little bit more free and easy. Times during the film where the script started to go in ponytail. Oh, look, Harvey Keitel to show he's into Farrah Fawcett and jealous of Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas. Bachelor pad in space. Wow. Farrah Fawcett as Barbarella. He says this is an actual unedited scene that actually exists. It's stuff they didn't use in the movie. It's pretty good. It's how you turn on an old guy.
Oh,
you
know? She doing some, like, how to strip your husband kind of thing?
Yeah, she's in Barbarella drag.
It's just the thing to wear to meet the president.
This scene seriously started to make me question who the target audience of the film actually was. And out of the many things in this scene I love, I'm struggling to decide which was funnier. Farrah Fawcett's costume towards the end of the scene, this dog's confused look, or maybe the fact that Douglas has no problem pouring this drink while under the influence of what I assume is space acid.
Space acid.
A recreational drug of the future.
I wonder what form it comes in.
Good old Lord, have mercy on my son.
Go,
he's the lunatic and he's sore vexed.
Tesla has unveiled its new humanoid robot.
Oh, yeah.
Size and shape of a human.
Thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Does it look like a humanoid?
It looks like a, you know, like a department store dummy, but it's a human shape. And
you know, that could be Anne Francis.
Yes, right, in that episode.
One of my favorites. I really wanted the finished dummy they use when she's frozen in Dummy Land. As a kid, I thought, I want the Anne Francis dummy, because that was when...
Put it in my room.
Exactly. And that was when Honey West was on. At the same time.
So you could watch Honey West on one channel.
And I could just retire my room and think about it while I'm staring at the...
Then the Twilight Zone on the other channel.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Strive is to fear.
The philosophy of Michael Pepe.
And now Pepe's ship is getting ready to depart.
Platform.
This is the most interesting conversation I've heard all month. And I'm
damaging
this
train.
YouTubes. Show says.
Your stateroom is this way.
The
sir.
Lion.
If ever I had any confusion, I could just think of Lee Van Cleef.
That was so fun, because I could be right next to him typing stuff, and he'd you know, go off on it. These modern conveyances.
Dr. Penny.
What?
I would love to save Kitty's skull.
This is a sad moment.
Kitty, is that Pussycat?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
BJ
Pussycat replies, so wait, what happened to your dog? No way.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Way.
More trains than usual, needing repairs awesome. At the same time.
Little Phil. Feed me.
Yeah,
we haven't
heard from Little Phil in a long time.
That's me saying that. Yeah.
Dunkeld and Burnham.
No, I want to be
okay,
fed to
okay.
I want the Beatles to be played in my funeral. Well, I won't have a funeral, of course.
You won't?
Just be dumped in shallow grave and some dirt.
Outside the
over.
City, yeah.
Yeah, and then my
in
friends
that Potter's
will
Field.
During the robot
let's see,
wars.
BJ Pussycat.
But that's the very
of
latest
course.
Thing. The green right. burial method where you.
Dr. Penny,
just
you know,
throw
that's
a field
not all generations
flowers.
Are not crazy about
and for even less money, you can have them
one time,
put you in a coffin, drill holes in the coffin, and
the
dump
ceiling,
you off the
and a million wasps flew out. Can't, you know, like, while well, Doug was saying that, I couldn't
yeah,
hear the solution.
You couldn't hear because I was
BJ
saying that.
BJ Pussycat, there you go.
Man.
Show.
There you go.
Trail of the Lonesome Pine.
In the Blue Ridge
Bruno's
Mountains
of yesteryear.
What's that mean?
The glass cockpit gone berserk. But they did just brushed off the surface of spider poop. Always back to the poop. But fire and poop, Little Phil. Ha, 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 ha. What? What's the capital T theme?
That whole thing was a chat?
He's dead.
Spider poop?
VJ Pussycat poop.
VJ a Pussycat.
All I know is
Romans.
Romans 12.
That's what they tell kids now. Don't kid yourself.
Captain
kid. You have the possibility of developing a
that
mute.
That was something that always worried Michael Pepe's people.
Believes in things
themselves.
Like the Church of the Subgenius.
Yeah.
We call
see,
them
mute. We got your metadata. We got your metadata, and we know who you are.
I never metadata. I couldn't
see?
Crunch. Okay.
Makes people who are unpatriotic, Pussycat. Patriotic American.
Yeah. I'm in the radio.
The unpatriotic American.
He's in the radio.
Warren the Snake.
Bliskin.
Yeah, it's a Rorschach test orally. Snake, Bliskin. If you don't say Bliskin, then you don't get in the movie.
Call me Bliskin. Call me Snake.
Well, okay, which is it? Frank Bliskin.
In the
right
movie,
right.
No, not Frank Bliskin. Nobody cares about him.
Maybe in the
is that other Bliskin brother? I remember.
Yeah,
Bliskin.
He was a farmer. The other guy was the other brother was
Frank Bliskin.
Yeah,
yes,
Frank Bliskin. Yeah,
good horny-handed son of the soil.
In fact, in
Sodbuster out there on the Great Plains. But Snake Bliskin is a different sort of
in Looper. In Looper, really that farm you see, that was Frank Bliskin's farm originally.
Frank Bliskin, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, I don't talk to my brother anymore. They go and interview Frank Bliskin and talk about Snake Bliskin.
Everyone always wants to know about Snake. Just trying to fill in the record, Mr. Bliskin.
This show will give you a headache if you try too much to listen to it.
What are we looking at? It looks like the big board.
Yeah, so he's entered the world code.
Oh, no.
And in 666.
That's the code?
He's entered the world. Yeah, that's the
world. World code activated.
Right.
And what does that do? Does it set them all off, or does it...
It's like the world kissy number.
Got somebody at gunpoint.
If you're listening to this, turn off your computer now. It's better.
Turn off the computer.
What's the debate, Bliskin? Us or them?
Us or them.
And it's Cliff Robertson there. He's some sort of high government official.
Although the really smart people listening will understand this is just a rerun.
Yeah, a wee one.
The real.
Hey, this show is the greatest, dude. It's
good. Let them watch.
Shut down the third world. They lose, you win. Shut down America. You lose, they win.
I got the Biscuit Blues.
On the news tonight,
so what are you going to do?
Stated that he got off impressive swirls and he demonstrated all men and was sick all over the nation. Nobody liked to this new sensation. It's just the latest on the bad news tonight.
Where's Pliskin when we need him?
So yeah. Bad, he's a president of everything.
Richard M. Pliskin.
Yeah.
His friends all left to send a man we'll see.
And he shook hands with Elvis or whoever this is.
It's Phil Austin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, his Roller Mains from Outer Space album, which I highly recommend. But Jesus didn't get any kicked on. He didn't want to wind up on the bad news tonight. Yeah, it's all the, you know, in Police City kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's Police City there. It's pretty cool, though. You got Wolfman Jack and other people that do audio.
Let him go while thousands pleaded. Save me, Jesus. Read my horoscope. Well, they ordered out the army. They're moving like a dream. Toward the desert where Jesus was last seen. He'll be gone by morning. He hasn't got a chance. The president's relaxing at the country club jams. You see it all tomorrow on the bad news tonight. Well, what's gonna happen? Who's gonna win? You got the question. Send the answer in. A good and evil from the number one. A move over with someone. Ease the mind. Let's have a happy ending on the bad news tonight.
They say the doll is obscene. Yes, Virginia, there is a sickness. Realizing you censorites believe you are saving humanity, consider this suggestion. Next time you feel the urge, fly down to the newsstand and confiscate all the gardening publications.
Sir, that'll shut down the entire planet.
What happened?
He blew everything up.
Here to provide you all the information you need to conduct your life in a civil, fantastic way.
Orbital so satellite weapons
get with the program.
Shut.
In Northern
get
California.
Get in step with all the public show. Get in step with the voices of the feet already dead in the service of their country. No.
I'm just trying to
calm. Calm your speech. Calm yourself, my boy.
And he meets Peter Fonda as a surfer dude in
a joke I saw in a
post-apocalyptic California.
Yucca Hoyte.
Yeah, as Governor Pliskin visits another.
And he says, like, yeah, blood. Dude. And
what's up with you?
Pretty gnarly, dude.
Well, it was long ago.
What's like, the verb mean to Pliskin?
I thought you'd be taller. Like, hey, bro. Yeah, it was kind of like.
I noticed that was interesting.
Vanishing point, you know.
Like just people Pliskin would, this.
When people would kind of notice,
has
you know,
like,
hey, you're cool, sort of you know, yuppie. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're cool.
Like there was like a certain kind
but
of...
But not like when you know, Princess Leia
well,
said,
I mean, to how
aren't you a little short for a
70s
yeah. Stormtrooper?
Have you ever come across one?
Yeah, there's
I'm
a million.
I'm shows. I
in
just can't possibly
see it all.
Yeah.
You've got to keep Radio Valencia on night and day.
I always wanted to do
Super
this
rock.
Video of each of Bob Nelson, Hal, myself getting to the show back in the old days. And so my idea for Hal was he's on the bus and every hell that can be visited on a bus ride would be happening. You know, the guy with the loud ghetto blasters and Hare Krishnas. And my version would be all combat. It was like Car J City firing guns and running around and Like every show was going to be this big fight just against KPFA.
Right,
just,
right.
Yeah, they really want to show.
Debris and flames.
I also had this fantasy about doing all the, somehow, while I'm talking to you about this, corralling all the movies that are done down at 3rd and Broadway in L.A. in that square by the Bonaventure.
Yeah.
And Hal, in the middle of this, all these battles, Hal is trying to, he's looking at a phone or something. He can't look at a phone, but he's looking at notes. And oblivious of all the fighting going on around him with robots and traffic. I mean, there's so many movies and they're showing just those streets on Sunday morning being crashed and shot up and monsters breaking in.
Yeah.
Out of
control. Well, Batman and Robin got it.
No, leave Batman and Robin alone. They didn't mean it. Oh man, look what you did. He turned it
up the ending, yeah.
Visiting children.
Think of the children.
Did you ever meet Nancy? Yeah, of course you did. Nancy Ferguson was the woman doing the special hands in the L.A. show. She had a band of little girls called Visiting. It was just because Guy. After I shot Bob, I had to be moved. I fell down into the scrum, and I had to be moved somewhere. And Guy picked me up and moved Poopy over by the smoke machine. But it was right under Nancy Ferguson, so I was looking up at her, still doing the perfect hands while everybody's arguing and screaming and fighting over Bob's corpse. In the L.A. one. Oh, man. Uh-huh. That was so fun. And she had this band. She did, Mark Mothersbaugh produced Visiting Children was the name of the band. It was like a 5-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 11-year-old. It looks even weirder now than it did then. Pliskin is
station.
K Pliskin.
AMSR Pliskin.
Is that a rank?
Station.
Like the HMS Pinafore or Pliskin?
Yeah.
Station.
But which is it? Snake or Pliskin?
It's unusual, but it happened. It's a show fact.
Believe it or not.
Because at 8 a.m., I've already been up for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I can't,
I've made breakfast and lunch for 3 people. Aww. I've taken my daughter to school. I've packed up my stupid... and my daughter to school. I packed up my stupid work van with heavy things.
Welding.
I've drove to the yard and I'm trying to get my goddamn puzzling evidence. And there it is. It's a show fact.
It's a show fact.
That music playing in the background.
Pliskin.
President Pliskin, I didn't see you there. Count Dooku, I didn't see you there.
Oh, I'll just have a seat
this
there.
This is just
right.
The perfect mixture.
It's unusual, but it happened.
We never saw much of Dooku. I would have liked to have seen.
Yeah, I agree. Oh,
that reminds me of...
he ended the second movie, and in the third
he
movie...
He has a big sword battle with Yoda.
Great name, you know. You got to fill the story in just because of how cool the name is.
He's at a board meeting, he has a fight. You know, that's it.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like real life.
Oh, and he taunts Obi-Wan in jail, you know, like...
Wait, what?
That's just weird.
Wait, what? That's just weird.
Do some dark side stuff. Okay, no, all right. Bye. Thanks.
When the phone stops ringing... When the phone stops ringing... You're on the air. You're on the air.
I believe...
Don't say hello.
Flash and Dana are in England right now as the guests of the Duke and Duchess of Devonshire.
Oh, my.
The phone stops ringing.
That's amazing.
Yes, they've built a statue of a 20-foot-long mermaid there and created goodwill.
Yeah. The people of Britain will be so happy. Some people in Britain.
When the phone stops ringing.
Some say.
You're on the air. Don't say hello. Don't say hello. Don't say hello. Just don't say hello.
He said
never
to
say
hi.
Goodbye.
He said just say hello.
Never say hello.
Stop.
And don't say goodbye. You're on the air. You're on the air.
We never come and go. It's
all endless flow. Oh yeah. You took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say.
It's a digital thing.
You said the loud part quiet and the quiet part loud. Yeah.
And then this blank part we're talking to, just take us out and put in what you want to say there. And
you
then,
can fix that in post.
Yeah.
That's just
your post. Anytime you want. Well, that
says maybe, the deep fried Washington Post. Because all the while.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll take that back then.
Thanks.
What is this station? Reloaded. A snake Plissken. What a hell of a guy, huh? We love Snake. We really do here.
I was actually too young to experience the Plissken administration. It all happened by the time I was born.
Snake Plissken.
You're more of a rainbow connection kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's on our side. The little guy.
Yeah, I followed the pets across the rainbow sky bridge or whatever it is. It's okay, though. It's all electrified now.
Electrify.
Electric shave.
Yeah, I like those bottles. I would ask my dad to get those because the bottle electric shave came in was shaped like a razor. See, I would pretend I was, like, doing my face, you know, like he did.
Right.
And I was really teeny with this glass thing.
All I know is what's on the internet.
Yeah, and we all, that's all we all know. But you know what I'm going to watch?
These wonderful Michael Pepe collages?
No, Saturn 3.
Saturn 3.
With Snake Plissken.
Saturn and...
Yeah, I think if Snake Plissken was on with What's Her Name.
Yeah.
That would have been a much cooler...
So if it was Kurt Russell as Snake... Doing the Harvey Keitel role, or
no?
Or he's like a Snake Plissken robot.
Was Snake Plissken is doing up. The what's his? You know, the old guy role.
Oh, I see. He's Kurt
Douglas.
No. Kurt Douglas. Yes, indeed.
So right, Snake sure. retired to this orbital station
is
around
ageless,
the planet
right?
Saturn.
So it doesn't matter what age he is. And he would fit better with a legend like what's her name.
That's why.
A legend of
Kirk
what's
Douglas is just way too much granddad.
Like they met at the Beverly Hills.
Well, this was general, the, you know, back a yes. number of years. I mean, he was elderly. Most elderly fan.
Everything you watch is intentional. There's no like, oh, what's this?
And you get, well, I was going to say that whole suggestion river, that the tail of your knowledge comes in behind you with AI trying to figure out what you would like, you know.
Right,
the,
right.
There's kind the burning of, ember of the one movie you got, now you have
those. Yeah. AI is this. Still riding on the coattails of humanity.
Or Harvey Keitel.
Or just IE, give him money once.
When he's rampaging robot.
Yeah.
Snake, your take Pliskin.
I will need time to study the controls.
We have exactly 5 seconds.
I wouldn't have any more. Snake. Warren. Snake. Pliskin.
I
desperately needed that character.
You always have to make a problem out of everything, don't you?
Desperately seeking Susan with Snake Plissken.
Yes,
It's just, it's an insidious machine.
We'll never get out.
Never get out. We'll never get out. We'll never get out. Or maybe they'll just,
Mr. Zuckerberg,
they'll just be
come
like,
in peace.
Yeah, we get it. We'll do it. We'll help you out, man.
Here's some file space.
I understand you need some privacy. Okay, I'll help you with that. Thanks. Bye.
Fire rocket one.
A good, powerful.
But our promised digital utopia, she's not breaking. We have discovered, has minefields.
Three, four.
Nothing like June Lockhart pretending to fire weapons.
Wait, what's you guys looking at?
Lost in space, Jupiter 2 crash landing sound effect. The show was funny on When You're on Acid.
Because their suits kept changing
colors.
Can I
have some acid, please?
I mean, in Star Trek, they always, Kirk always wore that same, always wore the same color.
That was their uniform color.
Yeah, but in Lost in Space, they changed their uniforms like almost every season.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
I was too young and I didn't watch it after.
It's a fashion plate show. It's
good.
We have 22,000 listeners.
That's why I was playing this drug music.
Via VJ.
This is for all you rockers tonight.
All of you who are off your rocker.
I know, CCR is coming back, man, in a big way.
As long as you show guys with guns. It's
yeah. People are going to see your Creedence tapes and just be like, he's got tapes.
I had a dream last night about shooting a rifle.
Oh, yeah?
And when I woke up in the morning, it was like a Matrix download in my head. I was like, well, now I know how to shoot a rifle. And I was like, wait a minute. No, I don't. That was just a...
Right.
It was so weird. I have been deleting all of your data for years.
Really?
Everything you've ever sent to Relodio has been deleted. No, I backed it up. I didn't believe anything. How do you know what to say? I mean, the ones that we had recorded on the
first. There's some impurities in the Facebook punch bowl. But our promised digital utopia, we have discovered, has minefields. Mr. Zuckerberg, I come in peace.
Is this real?
Drop more dirt than those people, and they have.
Now you know that,
too.
And I know that.
Paul Drake, that's what I was thinking. I always wanted to do a mashup of just all the Paul Drake shots, that where he's getting out of cars, going into doors.
William Hopper.
Yeah, and But no speaking, just all these.
Son of.
Just him walking,
opening doors.
Constantly on the move.
Right.
Is there a, he, when I was a kid, when I was a teeny kid, I realized they had these long moments of him moving.
Star of the Deadly Mantis.
With no.
The star of 20 million miles to Earth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
Senator.
I'm not an artist. I just love artists.
Senator.
Is he awake? Can he hear us?
Hi.
Yeah. John Kennedy did his thing and he just went right to bed right after he said his thing.
Yeah.
And he passed out.
Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me when we all fall?
We already give you a list of apps that you're using.
Here's what's going to happen.
We're an ensemble cast. We're all, again, archetypes.
That's a stunning ensemble you have, eh?
There are going to be a whole bunch of bills introduced. To regulate
vegetables.
You know, the Rush Spirit of Radio song is from the album Snakes and Arrows.
Snakes on a Plane, did you say?
Kind of, yeah.
Snakes on a Plissken.
Snakes on a Plissken.
How cool was he back in the old days? How cool was he in Spaghetti Western?
And so I have the Snakes with Plissken sauce.
He is leaving.
I'm not a fool.
That sounds delicious. Do you think it's like a creamy sauce or like an oily?
Yeah, it's a.
Or like a red.
A vicious slime.
Yeah, I don't hear it's perfect amount.
I think I would like a creamy sauce with my snake.
Yes.
Or like, I can't decide, like creamy or oily. Definitely not red sauce.
Is you a snake, did you say?
Yes. Maybe like a garlic sauce and like uh-huh. some oregano and like some serious like.
All the way
rosemary.
Up in the Pacific Northwest, it's just oregano.
A lot of salt and pepper.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not going to eat salt the head though, because that's creepy.
Ay, yeah.
Apparently, you can run those cables a long way.
Yeah.
This was the song that President Plissken used as a election theme.
Oh, election.
Yeah.
All right.
The campaign song.
Yeah.
They would come out and do this.
Yeah.
The Donald Trump style of dancing.
That's what I was picturing.
I'm going to go on your platform. And you're going to be able to tell a lot about me as a result. And then I assume you're willing to give me the right to say, your user agreement sucks.
Man. Rough words to say to an automaton, right? To a system.
Your user agreement sucks. It doesn't rock.
Of Wayne Enterprises.
Well, it's all weird. As long as this pendulum is moving at 1 second intervals.
At the touch tone.
Now.
And 30 seconds precisely.
Three.
Whereas today,
what they did is the whole thing is powered
relatively.
The first time will be
20 seconds.
Precisely.
Or whatever your watch says, it's the right time now to say
now.
Julius, that's a real kind of a tough thing to swing into, you know. So you gotta.
I didn't care for rock and roll. I'm basically a jazz.
Hi, ma'am. Is there something I can help you with today?
Yes. You know who this is in this picture? It looks like Robert Redford.
Oh, he bears a striking resemblance to Robert Redford, but that's actually Sir Donald. He's the lord of the castle here.
Welcome to a kingdom where everybody's treated like a king.
You're the king. You're the king.
Trump Castle.
Relatively.
The number 10.
9.
Ah.
9.
Ah.
Huh?
Ah.
Shepherd.
6.
Queen.
Eight.
3. Goose.
2. A hand. Quietly.
Within a tenth of a second.
Get your opportunity to leave your small
right through out the window.
It's a show fact.
It's a show fact. Thank you, trailers, for making my opportunities possible.
This measures the individual
portion. Yeah, so it's been...
And here are the results to prove it.
Pre-September 11th.
Yes, indeed. Perils of life in the big city here.
Is the sweetheart you married the husband you expected him to be? Has the war created new problems for you in your marriage?
Chase the cat out for barfing on my floor. Sneaky little bastards, you can always tell when they're going to do something. They look paranoid at you. Let's see here. Let me get back to my drink.
Senator, again, I believe that you already have that control.
Definitely and positively serious. I want to start my own church here. I want some info. Detailed info. I'm ready to go.
I just don't feel like that we're connecting.
Ready to go. I'm really serious. I want to start my own church here. I want some info. Detailed info.
I am very serious about that. I don't mean to laugh. It's just that
I just don't feel like that we're connecting.
Hokey, I should look it up on TV.
Senator, again.
Let's look this one up.
Yeah, but he probably started at 1:15.
I don't mean to laugh.
I just don't feel like
very hokey.
I just don't feel like that we're connecting.
Yeah, I'm serious. I want to start my own
Senator again.
Info.
I just don't feel like
now I'm going to be.
I'm serious. I want to start my own
Senator again.
Okay. I am very serious about that. I don't mean to laugh. It's just that. This movie is so hokey. My own church here.
Great soundtrack.
The movie, right?
Senator,
right.
Right. Right.
And, okay.
Great soundtrack.
I don't mean to laugh.
Tapes and send them to.
I just don't feel like that we're connected.
Take these tapes and send them to.
I have some more questions, naturally.
Great soundtrack.
Do you take these tapes and send them to the other people with churches and have them splice them and put them on their shows?
I just don't feel like that we're connected.
Take these tapes. Great soundtrack.
I should have my spin. It's difficult to say whether you lost any data
units and all. That's not broadcasting quality.
That way we always have to
hear that in. Were you guys raping our tapes? We're not getting any royalties. Were you guys raping our tapes? We're not getting any royalties. Is that it? Are you guys raping our tapes and we're not getting any royalties? Raping our tapes and we're not getting any royalties? Are you guys raping our tapes and we're not getting any royalties?
We do have a question.
Is that it? Are you guys raping our tapes?
If we're not communicating this clearly, then technically I think someone could do that, but that would be a massive breach. So we would never do that.
You guys hear some more of the band on the radio.
We do have questions. Stand by, please.
And it just us in the back. Yes.
If we're not communicating this clearly, then technically I think someone could do that, but that would be a massive breach. So we would never do that.
That pretty much happened. You want to hear some more? I knew some girl that ordered it from Hayward, and I was going to steal her address. And it's just us.
Well, anyway, as I was starting to say, to get back to you, sure. Seems like you've sent all the tape, a lot of show. All the tape you've sent me, I've heard so far. I got in on the second tapes and you hit show, and then you excavate through the Wellman tapes. It's been most entertaining him. Has been most entertaining and funny. It made me laugh.
Okay, I probably wound up talking to the leader tape again.
It took you 10 minutes to see me go past. When the horses bowed down to me, that I would choose.
The phrase, something else.
Now I'm shouting.
We can have a lot of fun.
To take my cattle, to place my cattle. Take my battle, to erase my battle. Hey. To take my battle, to erase my battle. Whoa.
is unrelated to the spacecraft.
Fashion classical reality again. I want the
great soundtrack for the movie here. I should have a Y splitter so I can tap you right in.
There's been so much discussion.
Yes, hey. Let's do that. Let's listen to Doctors for Bob. Can't back here. D-Boy. Debo receiving hey. Some drugs. And it was so bad. I'd forgotten.
Go ahead.
I'm afraid I do not know.
Yeah, well, I think...
Unless it's in your press kit.
We got a 411. I don't recall him asking that. I think it was 041, which was the turn on the recorder command.
Thanks, bye.
Then he's dead. Then we go home.
Sola. No puede tomar decisiones antes como si, por ejemplo, se le saliera el gas de repente.
What? Wow. I don't.
And you will find so many of them.
Oh, hey, let me just smoke a little bit.
An idea that we are okay. Presenting but to you.
Ridiculous.
You know, it's a funny thing.
Alcoholism.
Done with it.
You'll crash into your own headlights, so I would...
As light solidifies, it becomes of a texture...
Wow, get on with it, then.
You will crash in your radio, damage the front of your chest.
Headlights, H-E-A...
You worry too much.
Okay. And, one more. I was looking through a guide to the subgenius.
A guide to the subgenius?
Sorry, it was...
It's not the new edition.
No, that's the counterfeit.
It's in there, one passage, that... Too much is better than not enough?
Always better than not enough.
Is that true with hemorrhoids?
That is
no,
true
it's
with
never
everything.
True.
Bob Dobbs said it. I believe it. That settles it.
Yeah, okay,
one
well.
Must ask oneself what is enough for the case.
It's words to live by for every young teenager out there.
You should be concerned with other things, like the fact that this area is going to be barely inhabitable in 20 years.
That's right. Too much ultraviolet light is always better than not enough ultraviolet rays.
It's
going to
be hotter and there's not going to be much water.
Talking organic mutants.
Too much poverty and horror is always better than not enough. Poverty and horror.
After all, don't these things polarize these eyeglasses through which we see everything?
The music
fade it
of
out.
Bob
I think
is
the satellite is malfunctioning.
I don't want any.
Ted.
Oh,
So you want me to...
His God is God.
Ask people to compare conventional potato chips to our provocative new kind of chips.
I thought I was stupid.
As the Secretary General,
we all
make
mistakes.
Wonderfully relaxed. 19. Down deep enough. Let all energy go. 20. Beautifully at ease. Wonderfully relaxed. 21. So tired. Very tired. 22.
Relaxing deeper. Deeper.
Thank you.
Don't be afraid. I mean, you know,